everything kind of came back to reality that he's, you know, that we don't have him anymore. And so those days are tougher, but there's not a day that we don't think about him.
As far as practice goes, how much did you enjoy actually getting to hit somebody else?
Oh, it was good. More so than that, you know, I think it's good. You go against your own offense, you see the same looks over and over and over. And believe me, Heimdinger and Coach Shanahan come up with enough looks to keep us busy, but this league's about adjusting from week to week and seeing different schemes. And so going to San Fran and now seeing the Cowboys, seeing different wrinkles, different looks, and I think realizing that you just play your fundamentals and things typically go well. But that's a process, and guys got to go through it. And you know, with a new scheme, we've got to go through that.
John, what's your favorite memory? What's your favorite memory of Darren?
Oh gosh. There's so many, but I said it many times. For me, I think it's just the way that he treated people. And in particular, the thing that resonates for me is the way he treated my children whenever I brought him by the locker room, or, you know, he saw him after games. You know, they would run to him because he was always so good to them, and he just had that kind of impact on people. And I think kids more than anyone feel that, and so they gravitated towards him. So I always appreciated that in him and thanked him, but he just kind of said, well, that's just who I am, and that, you know, that's the truth. So I think those are my favorite memories of him.
Do you see any, when you see Roy Williams play, do you see any bit of you?
Yeah, I see a lot of him. You know, and he's been very respectful and good over the years at Pro Bowls and things to come up and ask questions and things of that nature. And I'm excited for him, you know, just hearing what they're doing with him, getting him in the mix, getting him more involved. He's an impact player. He's a guy who makes plays, can do a lot of different things, but I think his skills are best suited. I haven't seen it, but from what they're talking about, the way they're using it, sounds good for him. Bad for everyone else.
Is what you paid like in Tampa all those years? You feel like you're back there, weather-wise?
Oh, yeah. I think it's a little hotter here, isn't it? Probably more humidity in Tampa, a little hotter here, so it balances out. But it's not Denver.
Yeah, you're usually not having the sweat dripping to your eyes like you are down here.
It's kind of good, though. Not a whole lot of need to stretch. You kind of step outside and you got that lather going, so that's all right. I think this more than ever, it's just, I keep saying it, but this is where you rely on fundamental and technique. They aren't showing their hand, we aren't showing our hand a whole lot, I'm sure. You run fairly basic things, so it comes down to mano-a-mano battles and who's going to play their techniques the best. And even when you, even more so when you scrim for 2 days, because we've seen their plays, they've seen what we're running, it's no secrets, and it's just, you know, who's going to play the best. We're looking forward to it. This is good work for both sides.
Okay, thanks, John.
Thank you.